When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Trick or treat, baby, on a night like this. Trick or treat, whoa, whoa, and that means a kiss. Trick or treat, baby, and don't let me miss a sweet kiss from you on a night like this. Trick or treat, baby, by the light of the moon. Trick or treat, whoa, whoa, don't leave me so soon. Trick or treat, baby, I go in a swoon from the sweet way you kiss me by the light of the moon. Trick-or-treat, baby, oh, what a night. Trick-or-treat, whoa, whoa, what a sweet delight. Trick-or-treat, baby, and hold me tight and keep a kissing me sweetly, oh, what a night. To kiss me in your own sweet way. A trick or treat.
Good evening. This is your host for Broadway to Main Street, Count Larry Maslan, with our second annual Halloween broadcast. You may have thought there you were listening for a second to Ed German's Urban Jazz Experience. That's a song called Trick or Treat by Chuck Berry. It has nothing to do with Broadway, but a lot to do with Trick or Treat, so we put it in. That's scary, huh? All right, it's not so scary. Well, maybe making a video with Chuck Berry, that would be kind of scary, but the story for another time. Anyway, last year we had an excellent Halloween show here on Broadway to Main Street on 88.3 FM. Peconic Public Broadcasting, and I thought we would do another one, but not exactly the same. We'd change it up a little bit, as the young goblins and ghouls would say. And today we're going to do a Trick or Treat is the subject and the title. We are going to take great performers from Broadway and see them as good people and bad people, nice angels and awful devils. They a little bit of a treat and then a little bit of a trick. I tricked you there. All right. So we're going to start our Broadway to Main Street Halloween episode with two songs from the early part of the 20th century. And once women got the right to vote and suffrage and all that scary stuff, there were songs about women sinning a little bit, and that was fairly new in the American vernacular, not in the Transylvanian vernacular, but in the American vernacular. Anyway, two songs we're going to hear. One is from Follow Through, a 1929 musical by Brown DeSylvan Henderson, a song you probably all know, sung by its originator, Zelma O'Neill, and then another song from 1910, but rendered by the wonderful Pearl Bailey. But first, as they often say in my castle here in the East End, I want to be bad.
To be or not to be, that is not the question. I decided long ago to be. With me, it's what to be. Make me some suggestions, good or bad, which is the best for me. If you're after fun and laughter, this aggravates you. Some reformer says a warmer climate awaits you. If it's naughty to rouge your lips, shake your shoulders and twist your hips. Let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. If it's naughty to vamp the men, sleep each morning till after 10. Then the answer is yes, I wanna be bad. This thing of being a good little goody is all very well. What can you do if you're loaded with plenty of health and vigor? When you're learning what lips are for, if it's naughty to ask for more, let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. If it's naughty to rouge your lips, shake your shoulders and twist your hips, let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. If it's naughty to vamp the men, sleep each morning till after 10, then the answer is yes, I wanna be bad. I've made my mind up to wind up by having a barrel of fun. What do I care if they call me a son of a gun? Miss daughter, if it's wrong to let someone take just a little teeny kiss by mistake, let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. While all around me they tell me how terribly naughty I am, nobody's caring and nobody's giving a damn. Self-credit, if it's wrong to let someone take a kiss or two just for friendship's sake, let a lady confess, I want to be bad.
You know, nobody ever sings about the bad girls, because the bad girls are sad. But everybody I know sings about the good girls, because the good girls, well, they're glad. That's till you've been around once or twice. You can't tell the naughty from the nice. There's a little bit of bad in every good little girl. She was very good, very good. But even she raised Cain. I know a preacher's daughter who never ordered water. So there's a little bit of bad in every good little girl. They're all the same. Honey, there's bad in every good little girl. Really, they're not to blame. Angels in a dream, but they are so naughty, just the same. They read that good book Sunday, and then snap the stories on Monday. So there's a little bit of bad in every little girl. They're all the same, the good, the bad. Honey, just say female and you got the message.
That was the wonderful Pearl Bailey coming out of her shell. Get it? The pearl shell? All right, it wasn't so funny. All right, today's special broad bloodway to Main Street is Trick or Treat. We heard some songs about girls being bad, and now we're going to go to some great monumental celebrities of the Broadway musical and see how they were good in some shows and very, very bad in the other. That's the trick. That's the treat. We are going to start with a great Englishman who came over named Cyril Richard. That's hard to say if you're from Transylvania. Cyril Richard. He started in the British Music Hall and did many great reviews with Noel Coward over in England. And he made his indefinite and great impression on kids across America as that slimy rat, Captain Hook, in the Mary Martin television version of Peter Pan. So here he is, that slimy rat, cat, bat, Cyril Richard from Peter Pan, and then we hear him as a nice guy, the lovely Osgood Fielding from the musical Sugar. But first, Captain Hook.
At last I've reached my peak. Peter killed, and all the boys about to walk the plank. Ha 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 ha! I'm the greatest villain of all time. Who is Bluebeard?
Nobody.
Who is Nero?
Nobody.
Who is Jack the Ripper?
Nobody.
Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain Hook. Captain Hook.
Who's the dirtiest dog in this wonderful world?
Captain Hook. Captain Hook.
Captain of villainy, murder and loot, eager to kill any who says that his hook isn't cute.
It's cute!
Who's the slimiest rat in the pack?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's unlovable?
You.
Who's unlivable?
You.
Whose existence is quite unforgivable?
You.
Who would stoop to the cheapest and lowest of tricks in the book?
Tricks in the book!
Blimey,
slimy Captain Hook!
All mortals envy me. Yet better perhaps for Hook to have had less ambition. Oh, fame! Fame, thou glittering bauble, in searching for thee, what fame have I not lost? No little children love me. I'm told they play at Peter Pan, and the strongest always chooses to be Peter. They force the baby to be Hook. The baby. That's where the canker gnaws. No! Bicarbonate of soda! No! Who's the swiniest?
Swiniest!
The doggiest?
Doggiest!
The slimiest?
Slimiest!
Who's the creepiest creep in the world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's dispensable?
You.
Reprehensible?
You.
Whose behavior is quite indefensible?
You.
Who's the crawling as cruel as crummy as crooked as crook?
Crooked as crook! What a price, what a joy!
Mrs. Hook's little baby boy.
The skunk of the sea.
Just little old me.
Captain
Hook!
Hook! Hook! Hook!
Hook!
Hook!
Hook! Hook!
Hook! Hook!
Daphne.
Yes.
Do you think I merely wish to toy with you? Do you?
Oh, my God.
When I have sought you near and far, if you do not believe my boundless joy with you, you underestimate the girl you are. Some girls in this world have bits of that or this. Daisies for two eyes and butterflies for lips. But I've met an angel who is lovely from the inside out and beautiful through and through. Crash, swept off my feet, my love I can't repress. Could you be unaware of treasures you possess? An angel lovely from the inside out and beautiful through and through. Hear my heart call you. Ooh, ooh. My dreams are all you. Ooh, ooh. Could you but love me? Ooh, ooh.
God, this is lovely.
Somewhere in my soul are passions that astound. Suddenly love's poems are vibrant and profound. And miracles can come true. You dance the rooftops of the world and have to confess the view is beautiful.
so beautiful. And through, I'm engaged. Yes, there are those magic nights when hearts take magic flights above the city's din, up where the world is a musette and life's an omelette. And both the eggs are him. Je t'aime, je t'aime adore, I'll be alone no more. C'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon. My foolish fears have flown. On bluebird wings they soar. Oh my God, he's in love with me. La 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 la. So beautiful. La 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 la. Through and
was the one and only Cyril Richard at the end there with Robert Morse from Sugar, showing us what the kind of treat he could be in a Broadway musical. Well, when it comes to great the leading ladies of the Broadway musical, there is one real angelic figure, and that, of course, is Bernadette Peters, with her lovely white skin and her curly hair and her big eyes and her great voice. She played a very vulnerable, lovely girl in the musical Song and Dance, scored by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And then she became a terrible witch, a really bad, ooh, a scary, scary witch in Into the Woods, Stephen Sondheim. So already you got a trick or treat. You got Andrew Lloyd Webber, and then you got Stephen Sondheim. But here she is, Bernadette Peters, giving us a treat from Song and Dance, and then a really scary trick from Into the Woods.
This is not like me at all. It's the last midnight. Soon it will be boom. Squish. Told a little lie. Stole a little gold. Broke a little vow. Did you? Had to get your prince. Had to get your cow. Have to get your wish. Doesn't matter how. Anyway, it doesn't matter now. It's the last midnight. It's the boom splat. Nothing but a vast midnight. Everybody smashed flat. Nothing we can do. Not exactly true. We can always give her the boy. No, no, of course what really matters is the blame. Somebody to blame. Fine, if that's the thing you enjoy, placing the blame. If that's the aim, give me the blame. Just give me the boy.
No.
No. You're so nice. You're not good, you're not bad, you're just nice. I'm not good, I'm not nice, I'm just right. I'm the witch, you're the world. I'm the hitch, I'm what no one believes. I'm the witch. You're all liars and thieves, like his father. Like his son will be too. Oh, why bother? You'll just do what you do. It's the last midnight. So goodbye, all. Coming at you fast, midnight. Soon you'll see the sky fall. Here you want a bean. Have another bean. Beans were made for making you rich. Plant them and they soar. Here you want some more. Listen to the roar, giants by the score. Oh, well, you can blame another witch. It's the last midnight. It's the last verse. Now before it's past midnight, I'm leaving you my last curse. I'm leaving you alone. You can tend the garden, it's yours. Separate and alone. Everybody down on all fours. All right, mother, when? Lost the beans again. Punish me the way you did then. Give me claws and a hunt. Just away from this bunch. And the gloom. And the doom. And the boom.
Oi. As we say in Transylvania, who knew Bernadette Peters could scream like that, playing the bitch in Into the Woods. Hello, this is your host, Count Larry Maslan, for our special Halloween trick-or-treat episode of Blood Way to Main Street here on 88.3 FM. And we're looking at great Broadway performers who can be very sweet and nice and treat you, and then they turn in another show into a monster and they're creepy and they're scary and they trick you. Oi. All right, our next person is Michael Crawford, another great British-born performer. He made his debut in various movies in the 60s, including Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And then he plays Cornelius Hackle in the film version of Hello, Dolly. Incredibly sweet. He sings a lovely Jerry Herman song to his nice girl. And then later on, he becomes that great creepy, capey, the masky, creepy guy, the Phantom of the Opera, Michael Crawford. All right, here he is. First, he's going to treat you, and then, with the help of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Sarah Brightman, he's going to trick you. Take it away, Mr. Michael Crawford.
It only takes a moment for your eyes to meet, and then your heart knows in a moment you will never be again. but my arms felt sure and strong. It only takes a moment to be loved. A wonderful things. I have lost so many things. My job, my future, everything that people think is important. But I don't care. Because even if I have to dig ditches for the rest of my life, I shall be a ditch digger who once had a wonderful day.
Mister, do you mind? I came in late, right after it only
takes a moment.
Moment to
face, draw back in fear. I am the mask you wear.
It's me they hear.
My spirit and my voice in one combine. The phantom of the opera is there.
That was the Phantom of the Opera himself, Michael Crawford. That's scary the way he hits those notes. I wonder what he has to do to get all the way up there. Ooh, I couldn't do it. All right, today is Trick or Treat on Broadway to Main Street. Blah, blah. I don't do blah, blah, blah. That's what my kid loves from Hotel Transylvania. I don't say blah, blah, blah. We turn to Gwen Verdon. Gwen Verdon, and again, another great, amazingly talented angel of the Broadway stage. She played many parts, different... dance hall girl in Sweet Charity, a would-be vaudeville star in Chicago, but here's two others that really show the range that she had in the trick-or-treat category. This is our first song is from New Girl in Town, a very interesting adaptation of Anna Christie by Eugene O'Neill, scored by Bob Merrill, where she sings about a very optimistic song, and then, of course, she becomes not quite the devil, but the devil's hand mistress, Lola, from Damn Yankees. So here is Gwen Verdon first treating you and then tricking you. Take it away, lovely, lovely Gwen Verdon.
The brightest paper Valentine has nothing on this heart of mine. In spite of me, it's singing, gee, it's good to be alive. I figured me a a hopeless case. I thought a smile would break my face, but all along I figured wrong. It's good to be alive. Just like a clock, I tick and talk, and nothing was a kick. But now I'm glad I'm living, 'cause I know what makes me tick. Life never seemed so sweet before, like all the world's a candy store. And though it's been there all the time, I'm like a kid who found a dime. It's all for me. It's good to be alive. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. No use to fight, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in.
Hello, Joe. It's me. He hit so far. Hold on, that's you. Boop, boop, boop.
To resist the immortal and infernal charms of Gwen Verdon as Lola in Damn Yankees. Well, we are going to get into the home stretch here of Trick or Treat. We're going to do a duet. We're going to pick two performers who Broadway could hardly admire more, Len Cariou and the amazing Angela Lansbury. We're going to hear two very nice songs, where they are very nice people. One is The Boyfriend in Applause, which was Len Cadieux's first starring role opposite Lauren Bacall. That could be a little scary, actually. Ooh. And then we'll go to Angela Lansbury from Beauty and the Beast, where she is utterly charming as a little China teapot. So, two good friends treating you on Broadway to Main Street, Len Cadieux and then Angela Lansbury.
Dry your pretty eyes and let me have a smile. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. I don't wanna go, but planes come back, you know. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. Oh, we'll take a long, long walk. Oh, we'll have a quiet talk. Then, just when the fire's low, honey, you know where we'll go. So flash your famous smile, the one that gets them all. Think how it's gonna be, nothing but you and me. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. I don't want to go, but planes come back, you know. Think how it's gonna be, nothing but you and me. Think how it's gonna be when we're together.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
Oh, that Angela Lansbury, she is such a sweetie pie, isn't she, in Beauty and the Beast? That's why theatergoers for decades have loved her. But in her most famous show, she turned from being a teapot into a tempest, a tempestuous, nasty, difficult, crazy person. And we'll get to that in a moment, which is our finale. I want to first thank everybody for listening. We've almost getting to the end of the calendar year and our second Halloween party here at the Broadway to Main Street. Blah, blah, blah. No, I don't say blah, blah, blah. My son is laughing at me because it's his favorite line from Hotel Transylvania. Anyway, I want to remind listeners that Saturday, November 2nd, after Halloween, you can come to the great Halloween party on the North Fork in Greenport, which is near my own personal castle up on the North Fork. And the entire PPB staff will be participating in a great evening, helping this wonderful station with costumes and drinking and carrying on and whatnot. So if you are interested, check out our website. That's where the spiders are, on the website, PeconicPublicBroadcasting.com, and you'll find out all that info on our homepage. And we're about ready to wrap up. Oh, ding dong. Oh, the doorbell rang, and there are some kids doing trick or treat. Miles, you want to say trick or treat to the folks on the radio?
Trick or treat.
That is right. That's Miles. That's my little bat boy, and he's sitting in with me today. Do you want to say hello, radio listeners? No? You want to say trick or treat again?
Trick or treat.
Well done, Miles. He's a good boy. All right. Now we're going to play a song that I don't usually let Miles listen to. It's from Sweeney Todd. This is our famous trick. This is where we bring Len Carew and Angela Lansbury together for one of the great Act One scary, creepy, wacky finales in Broadway history. So, Len was a treat. Now he's going to be a trick. Angela was a treat. She's going to be a trick. And here is the end of Act One to Sondheim's Sweeney Todd. Scary, they chop people up, they eat them. Oi! A little priest from Sweeney Todd. Have a happy Halloween, everybody!
That's all very well, but what are we going to do about the Italian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Well, yes, of course, we could do that. I don't suppose he's got any relatives going to come poking around looking for him. Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad. Has. Nor it can't be traced. Business needs a lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift. If you get my drift, no? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ha! Huh.
Good you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better using only pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe six or seven at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
and a
handy
practical and
not
appropriate as always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without you all these years, I'll never know.
Think
how
about it, lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shame. Won't they think
a choice
of their place?
Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we to deny it in here? Ah, these are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett. And desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is, how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy no, sir. Look closer. You'll notice it's grosser.
Looks thicker. More like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now let me see. We've got Tinker.
No. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lock.
Then again, the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier. Pick up his career.
That looks pretty rank.
Well, he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No. This isn't fiddle player. It's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear that everybody goes down well with me.
Marine doesn't appeal to you. How about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's fop. Finest in the shop. And we have some shepherds by peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. Is a politician so oily, it's served with a doily of one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer, the dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
That actor, that's compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High born and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
Thank you. Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.